Appendix D, Training for the March. This appendix provides a brief overview of the Army's holistic health and fitness, known as H2F, system that formalizes the way the Army trains, develops, and cares for soldiers. It discusses physical and mental conditioning for foot marches and the nutrition and hydration requirements before, during, and after the march. Holistic Health and Fitness System. The Army's H2F system establishes the doctrine, see FM 7-22, for the readiness training of soldiers and is the foundation of unit readiness. The system presents individualized training and testing that builds peak performance in all soldiers. The five domains of the H2F program build the Army's readiness goals and are based on the principles of optimization, individualization, and immersion. The goal is to improve each soldier's physical lethality and mental toughness through the linking of the five domains: physical readiness, nutritional readiness, mental readiness, spiritual readiness, and sleep readiness. See ATP 7-22.01 for H2F testing and ATP 7-22.02 for H2F drills and exercises. Performance readiness experts of the H2F system can assess each soldier's physical and mental status and design programs to sustain or improve that soldier's ability to meet the demands of the military occupational specialties, duty assignments, and combat-specific tasks. This individualized approach is sustained across the soldier's Army career. It represents a cultural shift from the industrial-scale approaches of the past, where massed formations receive the same training in a one-size-fits-all approach, often with no equipment or expertise required to lead the training. H2F directs leaders and soldiers to use unit-level experts, facilities, and equipment to develop the physical and non-physical components of soldier readiness. This doctrine has evolved from the lessons learned, soldier feedback, and soldier testing throughout a prolonged period of ground combat. Lessons learned in that period are combined with the best performance and medical science to prepare soldiers for a wide range of threats in complex operational environments, OEs. The H2F system is an immersive, comprehensive approach to readiness centered on brigade-owned H2F facilities and personnel. Physical and mental conditioning for foot marches. Military leaders have always recognized the effectiveness of soldiers depends largely on their physical condition. Combat operations place a premium on soldiers' strength, stamina, agility, mobility, resiliency, coordination, and survivability. Victory and the soldier's life often depend upon these factors. Superb physical conditioning is required to march long distances under loads, for example, fighting or approach march loads, see Chapter 3, through rugged terrain, and to fight effectively upon arriving at the area of combat. Competence in individual soldier performance in all training activities instills confidence in the ability to perform. It gives soldiers the confidence that all soldiers in the unit have similar physical capabilities and the mental and physical discipline needed to adapt to changing situations and physical conditions. Commanders at every echelon integrate training events in their training plans to develop and train adaptive leaders and units. Commanders must understand the fundamental doctrinal training principles described in ADP 70 and FM 70 and apply them accurately to ensure soldiers are physically prepared to accomplish the unit's mission. Physical readiness. Physical readiness is a critical component of soldier and unit readiness. Physical readiness training is a daily opportunity to build valuable soldiering skills of strength, power, flexibility, speed, mobility, and agility to help soldiers meet physical and mental challenges during the conduct of combat operations. Providing emphasis on varieties of physical tasks enables commanders to ensure the full physical readiness of the unit, regardless of the threat environment and mission. This emphasis allows an opportunity for soldiers to take pride in their skills. Soldiers excelling in different skills can boost unit and individual morale, inspiring soldiers to take ownership of their own physical fitness. The basic form of soldiering physical success means having abilities to move, to acquire, and to engage the enemy. Soldiers must have endurance to travel by foot to the objective. In some environments, this involves several hours of uphill walking with a pack at altitude, strength to defeat, move, and climb over obstacles in their path, mobility to maneuver on the objective skillfully and after extreme physical exertion, stamina to control their breathing well enough to accurately fire weapons at an enemy. See FM 7-22, ATP 7-22.01, and ATP 7-22.02 for a detailed discussion on the physical readiness activities that enhance the military skills needed during combat operations and duty performance. Note: commanders and staff establish physical training programs consistent with AR-350-1 and FM-7-22 and in consultation with their H2F teams and master fitness trainers. Training that addresses both the physical and non-physical aspects of soldier readiness develops an H2F training program benefiting subordinates for combat missions. Principles of Physical Readiness Training. All physical readiness training follows the principles of precision, progression, and integration. These principles ensure soldiers perform all physical readiness training sessions, activities, drills, and exercises correctly with an appropriate intensity and duration for optimal conditioning and injury control. See FM-7-22 for a detailed discussion of each principle. Precision. Precision is the strict adherence to optimal execution standards for physical readiness training activities. Precise movement depends on having the structural capabilities, proper flexibility, tolerance of extra weight, body composition, and the connection of the brain to muscles, motor patterns, that allow soldiers to learn the standard and perceive the difference between correct and incorrect techniques. The quality of the movement is as important as the weight lifted, repetitions performed, or speed of the movement. Movement skill develops through the repeated execution and deliberate practice of foundational drills and exercises. Progression. Progression refers to the proper frequency, intensity, duration, and type of exercise required to overload the body without causing overtraining, plateauing, or reversal of fitness. The goal is to develop physical capacity to support the mastery of occupational and combat-specific tasks. Task analysis includes the physiological demands of the task and potential performance and injury issues the soldier might have. Integration. The integration principle focuses on the tasks and drills and multiple training events to achieve balance and appropriate recovery between activities in the unit-driven and unit-run physical readiness training program. Physical readiness training requires the integration of a variety of components, for example, muscular endurance, muscular strength, balance, flexibility, and agility. Movement lethality. The overarching physical readiness training goal is movement lethality, the ability to physically engage with and destroy the enemy. Movement lethality is the ability to apply and sustain the right amount of strength, endurance, and speed to meet the demands of training and combat physical tasks. This physical goal is supported by optimal mental function. The goal and the function are inseparable, linked together. The ability to tolerate physical duress is a function of mental toughness. Movement lethality has to be taught and learned with meticulous attention to the precise replication of the movements required in occupational tasks and combat. Movement skill must be deliberately and purposely progressed until it becomes a natural part of soldier performance in training and in contact with the enemy. Because foot marches require a blend of strength, endurance, and speed, commanders and subordinate leaders design physical readiness training activities to challenge all three characteristics of movement in an integrated manner. Precision regarding all three components is based on the premise quality, movement, or form is just as important as weight lifted, repetitions performed, or the speed of the run or march. Proper progression of physical training activities allows the body to positively adapt to the stresses of training. Strength. Strength is the ability to overcome resistance. Strength runs a continuum between two subcomponents: absolute muscular strength, the capacity of a muscle/muscle group to exert a force against a maximal resistance, and muscular endurance, the capacity of a muscle/muscle group to exert a force repeatedly or to hold a fixed or static contraction over a period of time. Soldiers need strength to foot march under load, enter and clear a building or trench line, repeatedly load heavy rounds, lift equipment, transport a wounded soldier to the casualty collection point, and most of all, to be able to withstand the rigors of continuous operations while under load. A well-designed strength training program improves performance and appearance and controls injuries. Endurance. Endurance is the ability to sustain activity. The component of endurance, like strength, also runs a continuum between the ability to sustain high-intensity activity of short duration, anaerobic, and low-intensity activity of long duration, aerobic. A properly planned and executed endurance training program balances anaerobic and aerobic training. Examples of anaerobic training are speed running, individual movement techniques, and negotiation of obstacles. Examples of aerobic training are foot marching, sustained running, cycling, and swimming. Speed. Speed improves with the proper development of aerobic and anaerobic energy systems, along with muscular strength and endurance. Drills and exercises are the means to cultivate this improved end state. When soldiers use moderate to heavy loads, 65 to 85% of one repetition maximum, a greater number of repetitions and a variety of speeds, they are building muscle mass. Muscular endurance, in combination with aerobic and anaerobic endurance, is required to tolerate carrying progressively heavier loads over greater distances on uneven and steeper terrain and at faster speeds. Hill repeats are an effective means of developing explosive leg strength, anaerobic endurance, and speed. Prerequisites for movement lethality. Components of fitness, energy systems, occupational skills, and physical skills required for movement lethality must be carefully combined over time with a soldier's structural capabilities. Mobility. Mobility is the ability to move at varying speed and range of motions across multiple planes of motion. Mobility is the functional application of strength and endurance. It is movement proficiency. Strength with mobility allows a soldier to squat and lift an injured soldier. Without sufficient mobility, a strong soldier may have difficulty executing the same casualty transport technique. Endurance without mobility may be acceptable to a distance runner, but for soldiers performing a foot march or individual movement techniques, both components are essential for optimal performance. Mental readiness. Mental readiness is an individual's or unit's ability to think, feel, and act in a manner that optimizes performance in a demanding environment or with occupational and combat-specific tasks. Just as physical readiness requires the integration of a variety of components, optimizing mental readiness requires the integration of a variety of capabilities. Mental readiness includes the ability to integrate three interrelated capabilities: cognitive, emotional, and interpersonal capabilities. Mental readiness, like physical readiness, can be improved and requires intentional training to achieve peak levels of performance. Optimizing soldier readiness requires maximizing the mental and physical readiness of the soldier and unit. Leaders play an active role in creating and sustaining a climate that encourages soldier mental readiness in accordance with unit needs. Unlike physical, sleep, and nutritional readiness, mental readiness is difficult to standardize and measure. Conceptual notions of what makes a mentally ready soldier often differ with empirical findings. Moreover, reconciling stable personality traits with fluid army roles and assignments is a daunting task. For example, what might appear to be the perfect mental readiness profile for success in maneuver units within the brigade combat team might not be appropriate for non-maneuver forces or a specific military occupational specialty in the brigade combat team. Soldiers must possess exceptional mental flexibility and endurance, morals and ethics, self-initiative, and an ability to operate within the commander's intent. Mental readiness is a foundational consideration in the H2F system. It includes the integration of cognitive, emotional, and interpersonal capabilities. Leaders must incorporate individual and unit mental readiness training into the unit's battle rhythm. Within the H2F system, teams are staffed and resourced to support leaders and soldiers in the training of mental readiness. Leaders should seek their assistance to enable them to focus time and energy on primary functions, while mental readiness improvement can be trained by experts in an appropriate, effective, and efficient manner. Optimal mental readiness is required for optimal soldier or unit cohesion. Mentally ready soldiers can leverage protective factors against physical and environmental stressors typically encountered in complex military environments. FM 7-22, Chapter 9, provides tools, techniques, and resources for leaders to maximize soldier and unit performance through the development, sustainment, or restoration of mental readiness. The chapter discusses the purpose, impact, and the components of mental readiness, as well as strategies for mental readiness development. Common training considerations for foot marches. Training in foot marches develops a unit's ability to march to its destination conditioned to accomplish its mission. Whether forces are mounted or dismounted, success in combat depends upon soldiers who can move dismounted cross-country, covering great distances quickly. Achieving this goal requires unit discipline, outstanding leadership, excellent teamwork, high morale, mental and physical endurance, and mental and physical stamina. Restoring adequate glycogen in the muscles, and enhancing muscle recovery through proper nutrition before, during, and after the march allows the body to refuel and recuperate. This ensures positive adaptations to stress, enhances soldier resiliency, and optimizes gains in strength, endurance, and speed while controlling injuries. Ensuring that soldiers are properly hydrated during all march activities is a good way to prevent the onset of injuries. Water is the preferred hydration fluid before, during, and after physical activities. Soldiers must consume enough water to replace water lost due to sweat. Sweating rates greater than 1 quart per hour are not uncommon when training for the conduct of long-distance marches under loads through rugged terrain. Proper physical and mental conditioning. An essential element of training foot soldiers is proper physical and mental conditioning, which develops stamina and endurance to perform required tasks. Best results are obtained from cross-country marches, although physical training and negotiating obstacle courses are useful. Initially, load should be light and distances short, then increased as the rigor of distance and weight under load increases. Training must replicate, to the degree possible, the rigorous conditions soldiers will encounter during combat operations. Considerations to apply during exercise and conditioning drills and training activities, though not all-inclusive, include progression, regularity, overload, variety, balance, recovery. Progression. Progression is the systematic increase in the intensity, duration, volume, and difficulty of physical training activities. A variety of physical activities with precise standards of execution ensures that bones, muscles, and connective tissues gradually toughen rather than break. Toughening activities develop essential skills associated with critical soldier tasks such as jumping, landing, climbing, lunging, bending, reaching, and lifting. The proper progression of a variety of physical activities allows the body to adapt positively to the stresses of foot march training. When progression is violated by too rapid an increase in intensity, duration, volume, or difficulty, the soldier is unable to adapt to the demands of training. The soldier is then unable to recover, which can lead to overtraining, overreaching, and overuse. See FM 7-22 for a detailed discussion, or the possibility of injury. See Appendix F. A soldier's proper progression during foot marches under loads allows the soldier to gradually become proficient at managing heavier loads while conserving energy. Regularity. When regularly performed with precision, foot marches and the enabling drills, exercises, and activities within FM 7-22 and ATP 7-22.02 enhance posture and improve body mechanics. As many factors may influence regular participation in these events, the most common factors include a unit's operating tempo and related mission requirements. Commanders and subordinate leaders must anticipate and plan for these and must make these events as important as any other program training or mission requirement. Adhering to a regular schedule and the scheduled intensity and duration prevents soldiers from progressing too fast and to avoid cumulative effects regarding injuries. How fast soldiers progress depends on how regularly they perform challenging activities and how much rest and recovery time they get. Every regularly performed session will develop strength, endurance, and mobility. Foot marching as a movement component of the movement and maneuver warfighting function is a critical soldier physical requirement. Regular foot marching helps to avoid the cumulative effects of lower extremity injury trauma and prepares soldiers to successfully move under load. To enhance optimal posture and mechanics, soldiers need to regularly stretch the chest muscles that are prone to tightness and strengthen the upper back muscles that promote proper carriage of the shoulder girdle, the set of bones in the shoulder area that connects to the arms on each side. More importantly, they need greater awareness of the way they carry the shoulder girdle while performing everyday tasks. Rounding of the shoulders is a common postural problem with many soldiers, perhaps from emphasizing pushing exercises at the expense of pulling motions. Note: per AR 350-1, soldiers are required to participate in collective or individual H2F activities at least 3 times per week. Optimal participation in H2F may be achieved through conducting training sessions anytime during the duty day, not necessarily only in the early morning. Leaders must understand this and make it known. Soldiers should only be excused from regular unit H2F when they have performed exhaustive duties with little or no rest, or have a temporary or permanent physical profile, according to AR 40-501. All soldiers must understand that it is their personal responsibility to achieve and sustain a high level of physical readiness. Many soldiers are assigned to duty positions that restrict participation in collective unit H2F programs. Commanders must therefore develop leadership environments that encourage and motivate soldiers to accept individual responsibility for their own physical readiness. Leaders and individual soldiers need to use the H2F system outlined in FM 7-22 to help achieve and sustain high levels of physical readiness. Overload. Commanders train soldiers to adapt to the rigorous conditions they will encounter during combat operations through intensified training experiences and varied training conditions. Activities such as foot marches must impose physical and metabolic demands on the soldier. To prepare the foot soldier to meet the physical demands of the profession, a system of training must focus on the development of strength, endurance, and mobility, plus the enhancement of the body's metabolic pathways. To achieve muscle development, it is necessary to exceed normal demands on the body, not exercising to muscle failure. Muscle failure implies using the muscle until it no longer works and relying on other structures such as ligaments, tendons, and cartilage to complete the exercise. These structures then may be injured, requiring medical treatment. Muscle fatigue is a more appropriate term and condition. Once muscles fatigue, soldiers can no longer maintain proper form. Then they must modify the exercise to protect other structures. For example, after performing multiple push-ups, soldiers must move to their knees to continue with proper form. Developing the ability of soldiers to meet the changing physical demands and varied conditions that are placed upon them during a foot march under load without undue fatigue or risk of injury is woven into the standards for conducting this training event. Standards are achieved through precise control of the following. Prescribe appropriate intensity and duration to which soldiers perform. Properly distribute external loads across the major joints of the body. Integrate and balance the components of strength, endurance, and mobility. Provide adequate rest, recovery, and nutrition. Variety. Commanders use a variety of H2F activities, specifically the drills, exercises, and activities listed in FM 7-22 and ATP 7-22.02 to improve the strength, endurance, and mobility of soldiers for the successful performance of foot marching over varying terrain. Varying progression and types of exercises to include muscular strength, muscular endurance, aerobic endurance, anaerobic endurance, flexibility, and mobility help to avoid injuries while providing challenging training. This systematic progression and variety readies and conditions the body for a variety of body management competencies required during the march. The foot march itself improves the muscular and aerobic endurance needed for foot marching. Varying rates of march, distances, and speeds, along with hill repeats and terrain runs, improve the soldier's ability to move quickly with agility over varying terrain with or without a load. Recovery safely returns soldiers to a pre-exercise/activity state while improving mobility, thus enhancing the military skills needed for effective combat and duty performance. Balance. Commanders obtain effective training when they create a realistic and challenging training environment. Commanders and subordinate leaders select exercise and conditioning drills and other training activities within a balanced conditioning and training program that can be conducted safely within the constraints of the training environment. A balanced program requires the integration of multiple drills and activities to achieve the correct blend of strength, endurance, and mobility while controlling injuries. Foot marches require a blend of strength, endurance, and mobility. Preconditioning drills and activities that are designed to challenge all three components in an integrated manner with appropriate recovery between activities. Within this program, example drills and activities could include conditioning drills and climbing drills to develop the strength, mobility, and physical skills needed to negotiate obstacles and conduct movements under loads. Military movement drills and foot marches to improve posture and body mechanics during movement. Guerrilla drills to develop the strength and skill associated with dismounted marches characterized by high altitudes, rapidly changing climatic conditions, and rugged terrain. Recovery. Recovery is the most violated consideration for training, though essential to minimize overuse injuries. Recovery gradually and safely tapers off activities to bring the body back to its pre-exercise or training activity state. The consideration for recovery carries over until the next activity is performed. Restoring adequate hydration and energy balance through proper nutrition and ensuring adequate sleep allows the body to refuel and rest. Proper recovery results in a positive adaptation to the stress of training, improves soldier resiliency, and optimizes gains in strength, endurance, and mobility while controlling injuries. Examples could include stretching after a foot march or walking after running activities and the performance of recovery drills at the end of an exercise session. Two familiar ways to recover from hard workouts might be to follow a hard workout with an easy day or to exercise different body regions or perform a different type of activities the day after a hard workout, such as agility, followed by endurance training. Nutrition and hydration. Soldiers must understand what to eat daily and what to eat and drink around each training activity or tactical event. For example, prior to and during execution, and to adequately recover from one training activity or tactical event to another, soldiers must restore energy and hydration through proper nutrition and fluid intake. This intake of nutrition and fluids by soldiers is essential to unit readiness and the ability to enable and sustain continuous operations. Note: nutritional readiness is the attainment of an individual nutritional strategy that supports optimal physical and cognitive function, as well as lifelong disease and injury prevention. Nutritional readiness is a critical component of holistic health and contributes greatly to mission success. The development of a comprehensive performance nutrition program tailored to organizational requirements can improve individual soldier performance, overall unit readiness, and mission success. FM 7-22, Chapter 8, describes basic nutrition concepts and integrates them into performance nutrition plans and practical nutrition recommendations for the soldier. Nutrition considerations for performance. The macronutrients, proteins, carbohydrates, and fats, are important to building a nutritional foundation to conduct foot marches. Problems with an unbalanced diet include increased inflammation, compromised immune system, degraded recall and learning, reduced ability to focus, reduced speed and agility, degraded body composition, increased fatigue, increased muscle breakdown, increased risk of infections and muscle strain, reduced blood flow to tissues. Nutrient timing. Calories from carbohydrates, protein, and fat digest, absorb, and metabolize at different rates in the body. This is important to understand to take advantage of nutrient timing around intense physical activities and to maximize soldier performance and recovery. Nutrient timing is essential for soldiers that have little recovery time between operations or during long-distant foot marches. Since foot marching is a high-energy expenditure event, fueling before, during, and after is a critical factor in foot march performance. Note: soldiers should use extreme caution when starting fad diets or taking over-the-counter herbal supplements. Medical records have revealed deaths and severe injuries occurring in soldiers using dietary or herbal supplements without medical supervision. Before the march, muscles require energy to perform work and use carbohydrates as the primary fuel for intense muscular activity. Soldiers should consume at least 1 gram of carbohydrates 1 to 2 hours before foot marching. This is to not allow the body to use muscle protein for energy during long foot marches. Having adequate carbohydrates preserves skeletal muscle protein from being used as fuel. Choose foods low in fat and fiber to prevent digestive upset. Examples of fast-absorbing carbohydrates for this time are energy bars, jam or jelly on bread, granola bars, bananas, and so forth. Consuming protein 1 to 2 hours before foot marching enhances carbohydrate absorption and helps prevent muscle breakdown during and after foot marching. Start with 0.3 grams of high-quality protein, for example, lean beef, chicken, turkey, fish, egg whites, and so forth. During the march, soldiers should consume small amounts of fast-absorbing carbohydrates and protein during foot marching to prevent performance decline, excessive muscle breakdown, and enhance recovery time following foot marching. The optimal range for carbohydrate intake during foot marches is about 25 to 75 grams per hour, divided into 4 equal parts over an hour. For example, consume the crackers or bread and the beef jerky items from a meal ready to eat MRE, or first strike ration at rest points and or halts during the foot march. After the march, the hour immediately following the march is a crucial window of time for nutrient timing and is important for success in follow-on operations. This is an important time to replenish glycogen, carbohydrate stores in muscles and the liver to prevent the breakdown of muscle and optimize recovery. Consuming carbohydrates and protein in this window decreases muscle protein breakdown and enhances net protein balance, essentially optimizing recovery. In addition, post-activity immune function depression is most pronounced when activity is continuous, prolonged, greater than 90 minutes, and/or moderate to high intensity. Consuming carbohydrates during the time immediately following the march has a positive effect on the immune system. The optimal way to quick start the recovery process is by consuming fast-absorbing carbohydrates and protein and limited amounts of fat within this one-hour window immediately following the foot march. Hydration and the appropriate electrolyte balance. Ensuring adequate but not excessive hydration and maintaining an appropriate electrolyte balance can further optimize performance. Performance deficits can begin with as little as 2-3% loss of body weight due to sweat. On hot, humid days, soldiers might sweat 1-2 liters per hour, with some soldiers sweating as much as 2-3 liters per hour. Additionally, sodium loss through sweat can range from 575-1725 milligrams per liter. Including sodium sources aids in reducing electrolyte imbalances and prevents hyponatremia. General guidelines for hydration and maintaining an appropriate electrolyte balance include: drink 16 ounces of water 2 hours before the march. Drink 8-16 ounces of water 15 minutes before the march. Drink 6-12 ounces of water every 15 to 20 minutes during the march. Monitor urine during the march. Should be pale yellow. Water does not replace lost electrolytes. When available, consume beverages containing electrolytes, sodium, potassium, chloride, to replace losses during the march. This is especially important in environments that increase sweat rate, such as extreme heat and humidity. Do not restrict salt in the diet. Sodium intake of 1 gram per hour is recommended during prolonged marches where heavy sweat loss is expected. In extreme dry heat, water and sodium needs can be as high as 10 liters and 20 grams, respectively.